Dono on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. When Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time. My excursion into the spin room, I saw a master of it. Tim Murtaugh was there. I was too busy duking it out with Scaramucci at that point to go over. Tim Murtaugh is a former Delco resident. He is the Trump campaign senior advisor. He joins us here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Tim, welcome in. I liked what you were doing. I was overhearing it in the spin room. But as I said, Anthony Scaramucci and I were getting into it pretty heavy around his anti-Trump stuff. So, Tim, this is talk about how the campaign now has to tease this out through the media lens. An endorsement of Trump by the Teamsters would have been otherworldly, but this moment of them making a decision revealed a poll, one of the first times we've seen this, their own poll, indicating, 2-1 at least, support for Trump on the issues versus Kamala Harris.
Yeah, I mean, it really was a great day for the Trump campaign yesterday, and I think a really pretty jarringly bad one for Kamala Harris's campaign. When you think about it, you know, the Teamsters, really just a large and powerful union with a lot of influence, and they have always been, just an auto-endorse organization for whichever Democrat is running for president. Well, I guess they probably found the Democrat that they finally can't support in Kamala Harris because her policies are so bad. Her policies are not good at all for working people, not good at all for the economy or inflation or everything that people are caring about these days. And Donald Trump's policies and his record are fantastic for working people. And you saw the numbers. It was 2-1. It was about 60% to in the 30s for Trump over Harris among the rank and file, among the members of the Teamsters union. And so a non-endorsement is a huge victory for the Trump campaign and a huge blow to Kamala Harris. And it's all based on the issues. Number one on voters' minds, whether you're in a union or not, is the economy, inflation, everything that goes with it, making America stronger on the world stage, more competitive against our financial adversaries and manufacturing and everything else. Donald Trump wins it on every category. Union members know it. People who have to put food on their family's tables or gas in their car, they all know it. That's where Trump is going to win this election, on economic issues. The actions of the Teamsters yesterday just underlines that, if you ask me.
I think it's at, I don't know if we exactly differ. I see it even as bigger. I think our message has always been there. And you're right. It is so horrific now with Harris and the economy. But I think Trump's life story, style, building trades, background, you know, mixing up and that's what carries this home. That they all, and I have to give O'Brien credit. I mean, I don't see politically how they could have ever endorsed. As big as they are and as powerful, you're asking to do something in this climate that would be impossible. He did a great job of signaling here, in my view.
Yeah, he really did. And look at how much Donald Trump has just moved the ball.
Yes.
Right? When would anyone ever dream that a Republican candidate for president could possibly get the fight to a standstill with the Teamsters, and that they would actually, as an organization, sit out the race, but at the same time release the results of their internal polling of their membership, showing, I mean, they didn't have to do that. They didn't have to broadcast to the world, hey, our membership is actually 2-1 in favor of Trump. They didn't have to tell everybody that, but they did. So they're sending a message without the overall organization endorsing one or the other, sitting it out officially, but then releasing the numbers that say, look, our people support Trump. I mean, it's a massive victory. Massive.
It is. It is. Now, the issue that, you know, because there's so many, the border, inflation, I get it. But it intrigues me. I wanted to pick your brain. What does it tell us about the Harris campaign that they're scared to death to flip-flop on the issue, even for illegal migrants, of gender surgery, transgender stuff? The others, which are impossible to believe, but they are incredibly the biggest issues. This is the issue where they're not moving, as far as I've heard.
Yeah, what this does is just reveal that all of these brand new policy positions that she claims to have now, all of it is a crock. All of it is a crock. She is a San Francisco liberal who is pretending not to be one. And here's proof. One of the issues where she can't bring herself to change her mind is the idea of taxpayer-funded sex change operations for illegal aliens who are currently being detained. And as outrageous as that sounds, Time Magazine, Dom, this is incredible. Time Magazine ran a fact check on that when Donald Trump said it in the debate in Philadelphia last week when he said she supports these things. The Time Magazine rated it false. You know why? Because they just thought it sounded so outrageous.
That's right.
It couldn't possibly be true. And so they didn't even check. They just said, yeah, false, because it sounds nuts, right? Turns out it's true. She filled out a questionnaire and said those very things in writing, Dom. She supports it, and they refuse to say that she no longer does, which of course means that she does, just like she still opposes fracking. She still thinks people should be able to cross our southern border with impunity. She still thinks that illegals should have driver's license and free health care. She thinks that the health care that you get from your employer should be outlawed and everyone should be forced into a government plan. All of these things she still believes. She just is trying to trick people on certain ones. There are other ones where they're not going to bother to try to flip it because they're afraid of the radical left, because she is one of them. That's the key. She is one of them. She still is.
I'm not sure if you were in the campaign in 2016. I don't remember, but I don't remember at that point. Yeah, the focus on illegal immigration was the wall with Trump primarily, and calling it out to start when he came down the escalator. Right. I don't even remember in 2020 that the focus was deportation, but it indicates where we are. Poll after poll now indicates that's exactly what people want. And last night on Gutfeld, of all places, President Trump took the right tack. Well, how would that work? And he said, first, we're going to deport the people that are criminals that are here. We're going to target that and start with that. And then we'll see what happens with employers and others if they're self-deporting. My point is, majority numbers, maybe approaching 60% now, they don't blanch when they hear the word deportation. Oh, my God, I'm not going to sign off with that. It's come to that level.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is a big deal. And you're right. The polling shows that a sizable majority of Americans are in favor of what he's talking about, mass deportations. And you heard him explain it like you just described. He's going to be very methodical about it. He has an idea. He has a plan. He has an approach. Kamala Harris still doesn't get it. This is one of those issues where she doesn't get it. She mocks this idea. She said that from behind the podium, she's talking about Donald Trump wants to do mass deportations. And, you know, when you show this piece of video, I want to put a tag on the end of it that says, I'm Donald Trump and I approve this message, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, you're exactly right. He is doing those things, and you're a dummy for telling people that's a bad thing. More than half of the people that you're talking to agree with him. And she's like doing our campaigning for us. It just shows that they live in such a bubble. They have no idea what normal people think because they only ever talk to people who see the world the way they do. They think that they can just say Trump and immigration, and that's good enough, and that wins the argument, and they can move on. Well, they're wrong. They've always been wrong. It's a key issue, just like the economy is a key issue. She's wrong on that as well. She's hiding from her record. She doesn't get it because she never talks to anyone who disagrees with her.
Absolutely. So, Tim, where would you point our listeners to volunteer more in from the whole thing for the Trump campaign?
Yeah.
Where do they go?
ProtectTheVote.com is where you got to go. And that's where you can volunteer. If you're a lawyer, we would love to have your volunteer expertise. That would be fantastic. If you want to do things for Election Day, turnout operations, EDO, which is Election Day operations, poll watchers, the whole bit. ProtectTheVote.com, that's where you got to go.
Thank you, Tim. As always, thanks for joining us.
Dom, you bet. Thank you.
Tim Murtaugh here. And to that point, I like to keep you updated on this and reassure you, Linda Kearns just sent me a little while ago, our election integrity point person here. They're going after Montgomery County. You know, the ice cream truck guy over there in Montgomery County, who won't come on the show, the head commissioner. He wanted to be the first in Pennsylvania to put out their mail-in ballots. And he had the first one, of course. the Kearns people and Whatley, the RNC, are on this memo that was sent to me. They're going after this because they did not do the proper testing. So they're in court. They're going after them on this. What I'm trying to tell you is no stone is going to be left unturned. They're on it here in Pennsylvania. So don't be a defeatist. Don't be believing, oh, they're just going to, what difference does it make? All that nonsense. That's exactly what they want. So Montgomery County illegally jumped the gun here by putting these out without the proper procedures. I'm not saying it's criminal or anything. I'm saying they're trying to force them now back into the testing and other things that are required that other counties are doing. Also, I'll get into this too. Luzerne County, the center of the action with Scott Presser and all, and as you know, a county that can go either way, they yesterday said they're not going to do drop boxes. Drop boxes in toto are out. They said it costs too much to monitor them. We don't believe that we can accurately allow these to be part of the vote. What I'm trying to tell you is we're winning on a lot of these things. Now, if you don't get the way the world works and you think every one of these we have to win all the time or you want to give up, well, then you're not going to win. I'm convinced in Pennsylvania, Presler on the one hand, Kearns on the other hand, the RNC really, really on top of pouring a lot of resources into it, we're on it this time. Phone lines are 855-839-1210. You get in. Hit me on the side question today, in honor of all this labor Teamsters talk. Hit us with a career, a job, and then tell me, real or fictional, the face of that. Whatever that career job is, who throughout that could be living, dead, doesn't matter, real or fictional, that you think fits that role. I said preacher Martin Luther King Jr. You heard Henry's with John Wick outside the box. Hit us with that right now. 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. Just push pound 1210. Boy, I'd love to get on the Auto Workers of America, the UAW, United Auto Workers, because the media ought to be telling you they're not just the people that build cars. They have all these university types and all of these woke people in there. And I don't know how that membership, I just think, would be at war with each other, given their real values and what they're about. So this is a big moment. I don't care what anyone says with the Teamsters. Well, why didn't he just endorse? It would have been political suicide. Releasing that poll, to Tim Murtaugh's point, is huge. It reaffirms in the minds of people out there what we always suspected. These people are not on board with Harris. Maybe if it were Biden, they'd put up with the other nonsense. Democrats have to put up someone that can fool them like Biden. Remember when he first ran? They couldn't put up Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, people like that. By the way, guess who they have imitating J.D. Vance? Mayor Pete in the debate prep for the VP debate coming up. Oh, man. If I see Mayor Pete over there next to me, I'm thinking, wow, where did they get the, you know.
That's the best they can do.
Yeah, it's the best.
That's the best.
Well, they think that J.D. Vance is smart and Mayor Pete is smart, too. I guess it's the only thing. I don't exactly feel like I'm going 15 rounds if Mayor Pete is over there.
Might want to bring in some outside help.
Yeah, exactly. All right. So it's 855-839-1210. More calls coming up. Bob Brady at 1:30 here on Talk Radio 1210. All right, it is Dom time. By the way, it just occurred to me during the break. I think I saw his name on the side question. Pilot. You know who I want? The face of being an airline pilot. Sully. Yeah, I'm just going to land it on the Hudson.
Yeah.
It is one of the top boldest things. And what would have happened, he would have crashed, I believe. They neutered that out. If he tried to still get to an airport, it was
right.
A freakish type of thing. And he said, yeah, I can land on the Hudson. What's the big deal?
Yeah, that's got to be one of the gutsiest calls of all time.
Oh, man. You hear Dan Borowski piloting today. And your other choice is Sully's flying this plane. It'll take you a half hour more to get there, but I think I'll go with it. right on the Hudson. I can't think of a better guy that you're going to put in as pilot. All right. So name the job and then name the person that is the face of that. I might differ a little bit with the Earl of Tacconi on this one. He's got a good one, though. Hey, Earl. Good afternoon. What do you have today?
Just on the Northeast Extension, all my way to Tunkhannock, Pennsylvania, to check and see if the rumors are true.
Well, that's exactly right. You've been on this story about people coming in there, and these are people through the refugee program, right?
Yes. I was trying to talk to someone earlier that works in the town, but I wasn't able to really get an answer off of her. But I am going to drive straight through the middle of town. I usually take the bypass, but this time I'm going to take Route 6 business right through town and see if I happen to see anything that looks out of the ordinary. Although it's been 30 years since I've actually driven through the center of town, but see if anybody's hanging on the corner.
Yeah, exactly. Well, look, Alabama, there's another town that's in the news, same kind of thing as Charleroi. All of a sudden, influx of people show up, overwhelming numbers for small towns like this.
But I actually have a double shot, actually a triple shot, really. My answer is going to be defense attorneys, and that would be Johnny Cochran and his fictional alter ego, Jackie Childs from Seinfeld.
Yeah.
And the reason I picked Johnny Cochran is because he did get an acquittal for O.J. Simpson, who is the face of Bruno Mali's shoes.
Yeah, that's true. I'm trying to think in the past if there was anybody better than Johnny Cochran. And I think for dramatics, you're exact. I think F. Lee Bailey in the day was the top rated. But where we are now, ultimately in the O.J. thing, Cochran was the when he put that hat on and he's running around. And if it doesn't fit, you got to acquit. You can't beat that. He was against morons, too. That's the problem.
And he took over after Melvin Belli.
Belli
was another one.
Yeah, exactly. Good stuff, Earl. Give us a report. Thank you. Yeah, Johnny Cochran's pretty hard to beat on the side. Simple thing. Give us the job. Give us the career. And give us the person that you think matches that. I mentioned, and I wanted to play it again because Riley Gaines came on just at that point. We were just talking to Tim Murtaugh about Trump saying deportation. And he's got a follow-up because he knows, well, how would that look? How are you going to take 16 million, 20 million people all at once? And he didn't say all at once. He said we're going to deport criminals en masse. But here's Janet Yellen. This will be cut 14, guys. Yellen, the Secretary of Treasury, at a big event today, saying you start deporting people here illegally, A, you're going to have massive inflation, and B, in this cut, you're going to destroy the American economy. Do you think the American people are going to be backed away by that? Or are they going to say, no, we've had it with this. Just look at what's happening in any number of these towns. All right, here's what Yellen said.
There was a study, speaking of which the other day, that calculated that undocumented migrants account for 22% of agricultural workers, 15% of construction workers, 8% of manufacturing workers, and 8% of service workers, including child care workers. In your view, what would be the impact of removing all or most of them from the economy in a short time through a program of mass deportation?
Well, I believe that immigrants have always made and continue to make a positive contribution to the U.S. economy. Between, I think, 2010 we have an aging population withdrawing, it's pushing down labor force participation. Between 2010 and 2018, immigrants made up, I believe, 60% of all additions to the labor force. They obviously contribute to the dynamism of the U.S. economy. And we need, I believe, an orderly immigration system. And there's obviously work to do for Congress to work with the administration to accomplish that. But I think it would be devastating to simply
remove
now, this number of immigrants.
All right, so there you go. From Janet Yellen, we would collapse. Are the American people going to be backing away? That's going to be the argument they're going to make. the first argument they're going to try on Trump when he says this is, oh, yeah, well, how are you going to do that? And he was smart on Gutfeld last night. He said, well, what we're going to do is we're going to deport all the criminals. All right. That's where it started. And then move on from there. He did not say we're going to go door to, you know, exactly the type of thing that they want here. He didn't say this in 2016 or pretty much in 2020 that I've seen. You're going to hear more of this because the polling, the gut instinct is people want this stopped. We're tired of being told what we can't do with this. And Democrats have exacerbated the problem big time. And they've done it through executive order with refugees. And we're seeing it play out. Now, again, you got to be buttoned up on this. Tomorrow in Charleroi, that we've been happy to bring you twice, they're going to hold a big news conference talking about what's happened to that small town in Pennsylvania. Dave McCormick will be there pushing back against Bob Casey Jr. Trump is going to go to Springfield, Ohio, maybe Aurora. He ought to hold a town hall in Springfield, Ohio. Vance, too. It's an epicenter of something that people deeply care about. So the pushback are two, A, you can't do that, and B, the country will collapse if we do that. Let's go to Robert in Ben Salem on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Robert, welcome in.
Hey, Dom, it's good to talk to you today. You know, Rich Zioli is right about something. He says that Janet Yellen sounds like Buffalo Bill from Silence of the Lambs. And she really does. Listen to it sometimes. But I forgot something yesterday. The lowering the interest rates usually also leads to increased hiring. The question is whether it will be American citizens who will be hired when they do that, if it works. But there's just anyway, let me get to my side question. I was wrestling, and I want to switch my answer. The profession is shoe salesman, and the face of that is Al Bundy. I'm sorry, but I spent too many years laughing at that guy to not give him some props.
That is
you guys
great.
You guys have yourselves a great day, all right?
That's a great outside-the-box answer, without a doubt. All right, 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is just push pound 1210, and we'll get you on board. That is a really interesting answer. All right, coming up, Bob Brady. Bob and I have known each other for a number of years, the head of the Democrats in Philadelphia, big-time labor negotiator, etc. And we become colleagues. He is also an insider, an Inside Story. He was on with us from Mulligan's a few weeks ago down in Wildwood. He said he was opposed to this Chinatown stuff. Why not just refurbish, as was offered, down where the stadium complexes are for the Sixers? Some kind of deal like that. But I also want to ask him, see, I think if Joe Biden were running against Trump, they would have given the endorsement to Biden. They might have even had the backing of the Teamsters for Biden, maybe. Because Biden is still viewed as the ultimate Joe from Scranton Union guy and moderate Democrat, even though his policies, I guess, that's what he has to do type of stuff. But with Harris in there, it exposed how many of these Teamsters not only support Trump, but support the policies and certainly do not support Harris. It's a big deal. I know people have trouble. Well, they should have endorsed Trump then. That would have been political suicide for the union, for Teamsters. They're telling you, they're signaling by releasing that poll. All right, so we have a lot to talk with Bob Brady coming up. First, though, let me talk to you about Chucky's. What a hectic time it is when autumn arrives. All those activities, back to school, football, and all that stuff going on. Let Captain Chucky's jump into the ring and manage your meal planning. Get the all-new Wild Shrimp Scampi Ravioli. Chucky's teaming up with Vera Pasta, offering lobster, crab, and now Wild Shrimp Ravioli. And remember, get that jumbo, bang, bang, jumbo lump crab cake. That delicious, creamy, 5-ounce jumbo lump breaded crab cake with a kick. For those who like to spice it up with some heat, check your store for availability. Perfect time, too, to check on all of Captain Chucky's offering. delicious stuff, mushrooms, salads, desserts. Get a tray or two for that football viewing party. You know how I love Captain Chuckie's. Try my Dom Roll with them. Yeah, I worked on it a little bit. I ate some of them and said, this is great. Put them out there. Put my name on it. That golf shrimp, too. Any kind of part, anything you're doing, you got to get that. It's a huge hit. It's always wild caught, never farm raised. Captain Chuckie's, there's a location near you. Go to WeLoveCrabCakes.com, WeLoveCrabCakes.com. And don't forget Captain Chuckie's at the shore if you're headed down to the shore. All right, big issues, big guests. Two big stories today. I couldn't bring a better guy on to talk about the two of them and maybe differ a little, maybe agree. Chinatown, the building of the Sixers arena there, huge, huge, ridiculous mistake when there was a great alternative, my view. And no Joe Biden at the top of the ticket. So the Teamsters, of all people, both don't endorse and then put out this poll, which exposes what? A rift between what might be moderate Democrats and where some people in the party, the Democrat Party, are going. Bob Brady, chair of the Democrat City Committee, and the guy, whenever there's a labor management dispute, historically, they bring him in because he can talk to both sides to get an agreement. He joins us on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Bob, welcome back in. And again, thanks for coming into Mulligan's and having a few with us a few weeks ago. It was great to see you there. So you at Mulligan's, Bob, were on the other side, as I am, with the Chinatown thing. And you know better than I, but I just know broadly there was a great alternative there, right, to stay in the complex down where the sports things are placed.
Well, I talked to Dan Hilford actually today, and they're still going forward with it. They're still going to build the complex.
Okay.
Build a complex down there. There's a lot of room down there, and they're going to go through with it. You know, the mayor, I would imagine, you know, look, sometimes you got to dance with the partners that brought you, and the building trades brought her along, you know, no question about that, you know. And I guess she didn't want to be the mayor that was responsible for having the Sixers, you know, leave Philadelphia, which is a scary thought. I mean, I hate to see them leave, too, you know, but it would have been nice if they could have worked out a better deal and moved down to the Comcast Sports Complex Center down there, and would have saved a lot of this angst that we're having now with this who's for, who's against it. But then again, you know, it's a big boom for the city in a desolated area. I just hope now that if it does happen, that it will work out and people will still come. And I worry about the open dates, what's going to happen on them open dates, whether they can fill them. And if they can, then it'll work.
Well, I would say this, too. The Inquirer and I rarely agree. It's probably the same with you. But the studies indicate there could be gridlock there. I don't see, Bob, how SEPTA is going to appeal. I know it's years down the road. The people in the suburbs would be going home at 10 o'clock at night with their kids and use that to avoid it. It will be a crush, and Jefferson's there. You could have, you know, every moment counts with a heart attack or other injuries. Again, I think you laid out before, and the guy you talked about, they want to do all out to the Sixers so they don't feel like vagabonds there. I get it. But wasn't that the idea of putting it down there? And you placated people. You were involved in this. You know, you gave some breaks to people in South Philly so it wouldn't be too bad for them. And by and large, it's worked out. I don't think you can do that in the dense area like Center City, Philadelphia.
Well, you know, it's ironic you talk about Jefferson Hospital. They were for it. They didn't want to come out, but they're for it. They're for that stadium being down
there.
And I kind of agree with you. I mean, you know, for somebody to drive in, I don't know what they're going to do, how much parking space they're going to have, or how much that'll work. But to take the public transportation, I just don't know how many people out of the suburbs want to take public transportation into the city of Philadelphia. I know they don't do it for the Sixers game down at the course base down there. But hey, you know, we'll see. I guess maybe they could figure something out a little better. They got a lot of years to do that, and hopefully that can happen. If they do, if council does agree now, that council, I believe the votes are there. You know, once the mayor puts the package up, I know that Mark Skrill has got to pass. It's his district, but I do believe that they're not going to go against the mayor. They don't have 9 votes to pass that.
Wanted to talk with you, too, about something when we saw it start to break yesterday. Look, I commend the guy. You probably know him, too. Sean O'Brien, who heads the Teamsters, because I realize politically he couldn't kill himself here and just endorse Trump, the fierceness of this election, et cetera. But he did 2 things. He released the poll showing how sizable amounts, at least according to him, of his membership feel. He said he couldn't get a deal or agreement from either one of them. And we immediately were thinking of you because Joe Biden would have gotten the endorsement. He's the ultimate union guy. Isn't this an indicator that Trump's style, and also, Bob, the fact that a lot of the people in the Teamsters just think a certain wing of the party, not Biden necessarily, but others, are sometimes even demeaning to them? Well, what do you think of what O'Brien did here as a labor leader?
Well, he covered his butt. You know, he didn't want to force an issue where 40% plus were against him. If he did Trump, and then, you know, then he didn't want to do, he didn't want to do Harris because there'd be 50-some percent, according to his poll, that would be against him. So he split the baby in half and let the people decide what they want to do. But the most important part about this is all the swing states, including Pennsylvania, by the way, all the swing states, all the Teamsters there voted to endorse Kamala Harris. So we're, again, my interest in the state of Pennsylvania and primarily in the city of Philadelphia. We need to bring a large vote out in the city of Philadelphia to overcome some parts of the middle part of the state. And Allegheny County is going to do a good job. They got a concert up there with Taylor Swift. I think they're going to circle that thing with the satellite offices. You know, that's a pretty big deal for Kamala Harris. You know, I mean, I love her, man. You know,
but let me take it back to it, Bob. All right, isn't the proposition... The poll is interesting, though, too, because I've always believed, and Johnny Dock and I have talked about this and others, maybe with you, there are a lot of people, I'll say it this way, a lot of people in the building trades and others, their values more aligned basically with conservative value. They're patriotic Americans, all that stuff. I get it. They didn't see the Republican Party as bonding with them on labor issues, maybe, and style, like Mitt Romney never was going to win them. And Trump has broken through with this. So I get you. The union leaders, you're right, in those swing states are saying that. But I didn't see any polls. You believe in Philadelphia, really, that Trump would not be at least 50-50 with Harris if we took a poll of the various unions in Philadelphia that are Teamsters?
No, I think that she would be overwhelmingly, you know, the people that I talk to, the building trades, the AFL-CIO, they're all for her. And the reason why I say that is that I'm getting inundated with requests for signs for people to work. Where do you want us to go? And what I tell our union brothers and sisters that I want you to tell your people to work where they live. This is where they know their neighbors. And I never had that before. I had unions always say, look, we want to put some people on the street and we need some signs. Just 2-3 days in a row, I've gotten calls from every different unions. Where's our signs? I need 500 signs. I need 600 signs. And then now they're asking me to give them a blueprint where their members should go and where they're going to fill in. And it's all about where they live.
This is building trades, you're saying?
This is building trades and AFL-CIO, District Council 33. I got killed for signs. The plumbers got killed for signs. Painters got killed for signs. Bricklayers getting killed for signs. Building trades, all the building trades council. We need signs. We need signs. We had a couple of good rallies with the building trades for Bob Casey and for Kamala Harris, and it was overwhelming. You know, I believe in the city of Philadelphia. I believe that our unions, if there was a poll out there, it would be an 80-20.
Man, 80-20. I got to tell you. I'd love to see that.
Building trades.
Yeah, okay. What would you set a number at that you want to carry Philadelphia by that you think reasonably to win Pennsylvania ballpark? What did Biden do the last time in Philadelphia? What did he carry it by?
It was like 470, 475.
Okay.
Along with Clinton, along with Obama, 480. We're looking to try to get 500% majority, 500,000 majority.
Oh.
we got a shot at that.
All right. Can we have a pizza bet on that? I'll give you odds, though. 500 is a lot. I don't know if I can hold you to that. You carry Philadelphia by 500,000?
You could hold me to 500.
500, Henry. Write that one down. Bob Brady, 500, he says here.
Majority. And the hell with pizza. We're doing lobster.
Oh, okay. That's it. See, that's the Democrat Party, right? They're not. I'm just a pizza guy. Bob Brady, a lobster here.
Let me tell you something. I have pizzas. We have pizza every Wednesday.
I know that.
You've got 200-300 people. Come on down and visit us. Bring your microphone down.
What time do you start that?
We're there from 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock. 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock, easy.
If I could get over there by 3:15, I'm on the air noon to three. I would come over, definitely. We're going to work that out.
Well, guess what? Bring your station down here. I'll give you a room. You can broadcast from down here.
Tommy McDonald
comes and hangs out with us.
Yeah, he can set it up. You know what? I will tell Greg Stocker that as we get closer to the election. That would be really good to do. You'd be a good host.
Yeah, we'll have fun. Well, you can, and you haven't. We got all the elected officials come down. We got.
I remember you set up one of the all-time talk radio broadcasts. I'm not sure if you were there for the whole thing. You were gracious enough. You got us in the Capitol, and that's when our inspector went nuts, attacking Michelle Bachmann, telling her to act like a lady. Oh my God!
You know, she was my date. You know, remember when we had to go pick a Republican and Democrat to go to the State of the Union?
Yes.
Her office is right across the street from right across the wall from mine. She was my date to go to the State of the Union. And you know what? She's a lovely, lovely
lady. She
is.
Except
for the fact when she votes. One day I'll tell you a good story that I can't tell you on the air.
Okay. All right. We'll get that over an inside story. Bob, thank you. 500,000. Right. We're writing that down. Thank you for coming on.
500,000 majority. You got it.
All right.
We're going to get it.
Bob Brady here. All right. 500,000 out of Philadelphia. Write that one down. Give it to Dan. We'll put it in our ledger. All right. So I need to hear from some union people out there. I've been saving it in our area. You heard what Bob Brady said, that it would be 80-20 in the building trades and all that for Harris. Now, maybe for Biden, it would be quintessential union guy. But what we see in the Teamsters vote here in nationwide is that that's not so. Not at all. It's a clear, overwhelming win for Trump. Not for Republicans or even policies. It's more about Trump's policies and his style and inflation and those issues. So why would someone in a union here in Philadelphia still say they have to vote for Harris? What would the rationale be? Are they immune from inflation, whatever they're making as a union member? All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. Also, hit us, give us the career, occupation, and hit us with who the face of that is at 855-839-1210. All right, Tom Giordano Show. You just heard Bob Brady on this. Is that just putting a pretty good face on it? I'm not seeing 80-20. They would go here in the building trades for Kamala Harris. Maybe Joe Biden against Trump. Yeah. Are they saying they're immune from what's being done to the middle class, diminishing growth? They don't go to grocery stores. Let's go to Dave in Philadelphia. Apparently is an electrician in Local 98. Hey, Dave, thanks for calling. Go right ahead. What do you think?
Yeah. Hi, Don. How you doing?
Good.
I think it's almost the opposite of what Mr. Brady said. I mean, I do come across some people that really hate Trump. But for the most part, 7 out of 10 people I come across are 100% for Trump.
And is there a particular issue, or is it, as I believe, these issues have been there, it's the style, it's a connection, you know, some think he's obnoxious, we get it. But he's not Mitt Romney in a top hat here.
Well, I mean, the trades are, everybody thinks pretty much common sense. You have to go with common sense, and you see what's going on in the country, and people are sick of it. You know, they're sick of the economy. We work hard. We're sick of the immigration, all the issues that Trump is for. It's common sense. You have to vote for the man.
Well, I had long talks with Johnny Doc and, you know, sometimes off the air, Dave, in the past, and Ryan Boyer's come on the show. And with Johnny, he would say, well, we do push back on illegal immigration. And I said, look, when you want to get some done, when he was really the powerhouse here, you really don't push back on this. They're undercutting you. I get the deal. You got to go along with it. That's part of the Democrat package. If you're too loud about illegal immigration, that's trouble for you.
I agree. But I got to tell you, that is starting to go by the wayside more and more. I'm seeing more work that's being even handed out by the city that going non-union. There's more non-union coming into the city, so I don't see that backing the Democrat and them having our back is playing out as it did years ago.
And I think also, look, Joe Biden could get away with it, but the people that I know, and you know, Dave, I'm sure, are patriotic, almost second to none, and vast segments of the Democrat Party are not. They are just not when it comes to America. There's a disconnect there.
Right. I agree 100%. And, you know, these people that say that the unions are for, you know, Kamala or the Democrats, I don't see it. Not with everybody that I speak. You know, it might be, like you said, they have to put on a face and put the sign outside the building and the banners out. But when you talk to the men, not at all.
Yeah, I think so. Well, Dave, thank you. Thanks very much for coming on today.
All right, you got it, Tom. Thank you.
All right, 855-839-1210. You know, Bob Brady's put a face on it, but the head of the Teamsters released the poll, too. They didn't have to do that. They did a poll on top of it. They could have just gotten away with, I think, endorsing Harris, as these other unions are. There's a disconnect. You know, do you really think the Teamsters are in brotherhood and sisterhood with Randy Weingarten and the teachers' unions? Can you imagine her coming there and telling him some of the stuff they've done? They'd start screaming, "You kept my kid out of school, you know." That's what it would be. Come on. It's a ridiculous situation. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. Coming up, we're going to talk in the 2 o'clock hour with Jim Lee of the over in Winmore, Springfield Township. He was the leader of the committee there when we had that dispute with the cops and their freedom of speech. He's a signatory to this group that says, yes, our community will welcome more refugees, kind of like what we've been talking about for 2 weeks. Would Winmore really take more Haitian refugees? And if so, how many? How would that be done? That's all straight ahead in a big 2 o'clock hour in Dom's Money Melody on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.